Slag, a byproduct of iron and steel manufacture, has played an important role in stabilisation. Many local roads in Port Kembla and Newcastle were built from slag, but it did not gain wider general acceptance. Doug Prosser, a slag pioneer, explains why there was so much early resistance to the use of slag in road pavements.
It's an unfamiliar product. All the textbooks you pick up talk about various igneous rocks, and suddenly here's this stuff that comes out of a furnace. And because it doesn't come out of a hole in the ground, there's an innate suspicion that it can't be quite right. But in this area, overlaying that, you've got the fact that this stuff used to be given away.
But as people discovered, slag, and in particular granulated ground blast furnace slag, had many positive attributes. Bruce Fenton is currently manager, bituminous surfacing at the RTA. He explains which kind of slag is used in stabilisation.
Predominantly granulated blast furnace slag is used as a stabilising agent or as a component of a stabilising agent. And it's formed by running the molten slag through a high volume water jet. It's quenched from about 1600 degrees as it comes out of the blast furnace, and that forms the sandy-like material known as granulated blast furnace slag. And then that's stockpiled in cones and allowed to drain and dry prior to being taken to a milling plant.
Val Brisger is a geotechnical scientist in the RTA's Southern Project Management Office in Wollongong.
We played around with the ground granulated blast furnace slag, grinding it to different sizes to try to work out what size would give us the right setting time. We're generally looking for a coarser grind than what is used in normal cement. And just with a lime activator, it proved to be a very good slow setting cement for most good quality materials.
In the 90s in particular, when we started designing bound pavements, our first couple of years was with cements, but the biggest drawback was this inability to get confidence in the compaction and get the shape. And if you didn't get it, basically you had only one go at it and you only had about 2 hours to do it. If you didn't get it in those 2 hours, basically you had a failed pavement. You had to rip it up and start again. So it wasn't considered to be a very effective way of doing things. So what happened in the 90s was we started to build pavements where we started using slag road bases. But what we did was actually deliberately put in 1 to 1.5% of lime as a catalyst. And what we found was that the slag road bases, 1.5% lime, would achieve a bound pavement, which gave us very high strength, around about 5 megapascals, at around about 18 months. But they were slow setting, that the strength gain would be slow, so we had a lot of time to work and get compaction, get the shape. So we started using slag bases with lime additive, put in through a pug mill on site at the quarry or at the at 21 dump, and put them onto our road. So we had a few years of constructing pavements in and around Wollongong. And the ones that come to mind are work on Mount Ousley Road, Balambi Creek, and the Northern Distributor were all designed this way. And we were starting to get a fair bit of success with that style of pavement around here.
The benefit mainly is in a cementitious action, that when you put down the so-called flexible pavement, you're essentially getting a rigid pavement. The benefits of concrete without the price of concrete.
All around the Wollongong area, all the roads were made out of slag. You can't even put a D10, a dozer, cannot even rip that road.
Because granulated ground blast furnace slag, which slag cement, became available, and because it was ground up to such a fine consistency, it meant it was economically viable to use it a long way from the steelworks. And because it had nice slow-setting binder characteristics, it became very attractive to use in road stabilisation instead of ordinary Portland cement, because the working time went from something like 2 hours to 12 hours plus.
Next time you drive through the Sydney Harbour Tunnel, just remember that the cement that was used to make that concrete contained 65% ground granulated blast furnace slag, used very deliberately because of the resistance that gave the concrete to salt water intrusion or any aggressive water in the ground. It wouldn't have been used in the Sydney Harbour Tunnel unless it was absolutely spot on.